I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on school education. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, I think this is perhaps the first report of its kind to specifically examine links between spending by councils and the performance of pupils in schools.
What have you found?
Well, educational attainment is improving overall in Scotland. That's the good news. But there is a need to close the gap between the lowest and highest performing pupils. We found that attainment is largely measured by exams taken during years 4, 5 and 6 in secondary schools. As you might expect, there are significant variations across Scotland between councils, schools and individual groups of pupils. But as the report also makes clear, existing measures don't fully capture a child's performance throughout their whole time at school. And there's also a need to look beyond current examinations. After all, there are many other skills that children need to succeed in the wider world.
So what does this mean for the public?
I think it's fair to say that schools and how our children are being educated would be pretty high up on the priority list of any family. And we have to see this in the context of the current financial climate. School education budgets have been falling by 5% in real terms between 2010-2012 to £3.8 billion. Most of this reduction was a result of employing fewer staff, and education budgets will continue to face pressures in the future.
What can councils do to improve?
There's no magic bullet. It's a complex area. For example, deprivation is a key factor in attainment performance, but some schools in poorer areas perform very well. And we do know that councils that have made most improvements have focused on areas such as developing leadership skills, improving teacher quality, increasing parental engagement, and better tracking and monitoring of each individual pupil's performance.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, we hope our report will be a useful resource for councils and councillors in setting their priorities, because it's vital that councils close the gap between the lowest and highest performing pupils. I know that's no easy task. There's no single solution for improving educational attainment, but the report does highlight good practice which can make a real difference.
Douglas, thank you.